On topic and then comes back to the topic of talaq. Now we find this in the Quran at times where there is this detail. For example, Allah speaking of fasting, and Allah speaking of the laws of fasting, and Allah speaking of the importance of fasting, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shifts to the topic of dua, one ayah on the topic of dua, and then comes back to the topic of fasting to highlight to you that dua is fundamental. Dua is something of great significance during the month of fasting. Now here, while discussing divorce and issues related to divorce and marriage and the breakdown of marriages, where does Allah go to? Allah says, Hafidhu ala salawat. Allah says, guard your salah. Guard your salah. Bring Allah into your home. Bring Allah into your marriage. Bring salah into your marriage. Bring Quran into your marriage. Bring the sunnah of Rasulullah and the lifestyle that Allah has approved and endorsed into your marriage. That is number one priority when there's a breakdown in the marriage. When there's disunity in the marriage. When there's strife in the marriage. How many a times you find husband and wife come, there's strife in the marriage, there's a breakdown in the marriage. They are discussing all other issues. I've identified this as the problem. The wife says, no, this is the problem, this is the issue. You ask them, tell me, is salah in your life? No salah in the life. Is Quran recited in the home? There's no Quran in the home. You want to discuss X, Y, Z, but ABC is not in place. This is fundamental. This Allah says, all in this entire discussion, Allah changes our focus. That make Allah the focus in your marriage, both husband and wife. Then you will see the love that Allah puts between the two of them, the peace that they will enjoy in the marriage. What a wonderful and amazing relationship Allah Ta'ala will bless them with. Why? The priority is your relationship with Allah. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna al-nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will patch up his relationship with Allah, Allah will patch up his relationship with people in this world. Then you will see Allah will put that love in that home, love in that marriage, love between you and your parents, love between you and your siblings. So Allah says, Hafidhu ala salawat. In all of this, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your social life, Allah says, guard your salah. Take good care of your salah, preserve your salah, protect your salah, was-salat al-wusta. And Allah says, especially the middle salah. Which is the middle salah? The asr salah. Because there are two salahs during the day before it, the fajr salah and the dhuhr salah, and there are two evening prayers after it, the maghrib salah and the isha salah. So the asr salah is known as as-salat al-wusta. Allah makes specific mention of the asr salah. Why? Because during that time people are busy, quite busy in their professions. That time of the day. So a person, he decides to delay the Asr Salah. Sometimes he leaves it out totally, or sometimes he performs it right at the end in the makruh time. He leaves it for before sunset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, guard all your salah, and especially that middle salah, Asr Salah. Let not your worldly commitments, your businesses, and your other worldly interests divert you and take you away from the middle salah. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Allah says, and throughout your life, live a life of devotion to Allah. In every aspect of your life, bring Allah in that, and you will see how Allah blesses your marriage and blesses your home. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Stand before Allah in total and complete devotion. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that at times you have to perform salah in a state of fear. When is that? When you are faced with the enemy. Allah did not say when you are faced and the enemy is before you, then discard salah, or there's concession for you to leave out salah. Allah says no. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ. And if you are in a state of fear, the enemy is before you, you are in the thick of war, فَرِجَالًا. Perform your salah on foot, or rukbana, or you can perform your salah while riding and while seated and mounted on your conveyance. But under no circumstance are you allowed to abandon salah. There's a special salah that you are performing on the battlefield. In the thick of battle, if the time of salah sets in, then you are required to perform your salah. In the thick of battle, yes, it's a special salah that you perform, but never is salah abandoned. At any time during a person's life, and no matter what condition he finds himself in. فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ. Allah says, and when you, if you are in a state of ease and comfort and you are at peace. You are not faced with the enemy. فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ Then remember Allah كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ As Allah has taught you. In other words, read your salah as usual, as normal. The way Allah has taught you to perform your salah when you are in a state of ease and peace. There's no war going on. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you, كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُ تَعْلَمُونَ Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you all that which you do not know. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes back to the laws pertaining to marriage and divorce. May Allah grant us the understanding.